This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We are at that point in the life cycles of the various virus relief programs that Congress has passed where some of those programs are starting to go away as planned. Extra federal unemployment benefits being maybe the most prominent among them. It goes away in September. The problem is that for millions of Americans, the need for assistance hasn't gone away, including the most basic need of having enough to eat. We've talked to Claire Babineau-Fontenot a couple of times in the past year and a half. She is the CEO of Feeding America, this economy's biggest network of food banks. And we got her back on the phone the other day for an update.
About half of our food banks have noticed a slight decline in need. And that's good news. Unfortunately, that means the other half are continuing to see a constant need that really has not declined. The rural South, particularly challenged. Communities of color are often three times more likely to be food insecure. So it's going to take longer for those communities to rebound, but we're hopeful that they will. And if we continue to have the public support and the private support that we've had, I think we can do something about this, Kai.
Well, so let's talk about some of that public support that's going to not necessarily hunger, but to general support of the working population, right? As you know, a lot of the benefits in some of the relief packages are starting to go away, right? Federal unemployment benefits have been cut in 26 states. They expire in the others in September. How big a problem and a challenge will that pose for you and your work?
Unfortunately, we're likely to see an increase in demand right around the time that those benefits go away. And with the pandemic itself, the pandemic has been uneven in terms of its economic impact. So it's likely to result in a spike in need once those benefits go away. And we have seen some decrease in need as a result of some of the benefits that have been out there.
Can we talk logistics for a second? Because, you know, as you know, right, unemployment, low wages, systemic racism and inequality in this economy, those are all contributing factors to hunger. But I wonder if you're having logistics challenges as well. I remember one of the first times we spoke, you talked about not having enough people to man the food banks to take care of all the need. Are you seeing those challenges still? Are you seeing supply chain challenges?
Yeah. So those have all gotten a lot better, actually. So at the beginning of the pandemic, you may remember we talked about the fact that the vast majority of our volunteers are people over the age of 65. So if you can think back to the beginning of the pandemic, those who were being most impacted by the health implications of the pandemic were our core volunteer workforce. We've made some adjustments to how it is that we engage with our volunteers. So those numbers are getting better. But long term, we have to revisit whom it is that's signing up to volunteer across the country. This is not going to be a sprint. It's not going to be a short-term solution. It's not what's going to be required here. We're going to have to stick with it for a while.
Well, so here comes a trickier question. And given how much politicking you probably have to do in your job, it might be a harder question for you to answer. But clearly it's not for lack of food in this country that we have hunger, right? Because we have more food anywhere than you've ever seen any place, right? So that's number one. Number two, it's not for lack of resources because we're spending a lot of money. I wonder if it's a lack of political will then. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, I think it started at an even more basic level than that. I think it started with the lack of awareness. And I think because of the pandemic, people have a much keener understanding that hunger is right here, right? I think you're right to highlight that we absolutely have enough food to feed not only everyone in this country, but beyond this country. And we certainly have enough resources too. I think it's important for organizations like Feeding America to have a data-informed approach to what's going to be helpful to people facing hunger. And I think if we do it that way, this can be one of those things that all of us agree on. And since it really is an avoidable problem, it's one that we can solve.
Claire Babineau-Fontenot, she's the CEO of Feeding America. Claire, thanks for your time. I do appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on.